So talk to me nice, guys. I usually start off these podcast episodes with a song of some sort. Because, you know, we're a natural boy band for some reason. We won't escape the allegations. But I want to start this off with a story because we have a special guest on. So I don't know if you guys realize, but everybody in their life has their own version of Duke Dennis. This is my version of Duke Dennis, guys. Now, just walk with me. Yeah. I was a little kid, not a little kid. Like I was a lot littler than I was, about 16, 17, working at Foot Locker. And, you know, I thought I was the man. I was selling shoes. Like, I was talking to the cashiers. We had two very pretty cashiers at the time.
Okay.
And out of nowhere, here comes this 6'4" dude starting. He had a foxtail on his pants. I remember. Nah, he did. I remember. I remember to a T. I remember to a T had a foxtail on your pants, coming in here looking all cool. All of a sudden, all the cashiers liked him. Everybody's like, yo, Sean is so cool. And I'm just like, who is this nigga?
Who is this guy? Taking my shot.
Like, who is this guy? Lo and behold, Sean. Welcome, Sean. Welcome to the Talk to Me Nice podcast. My version of Duke Dennis. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this before, but you guys know who Duke Dennis is. He's the guy that takes everything from us little people. So, yeah, that's my version of Duke Dennis. But a very big inspiration for me, you know.
Nice.
On, you know, look up to him. It's kind of like a big brother, you know. Turned into that big brother figure at Foot Locker. But nonetheless, welcome to another episode of Talk to Me Nice. It's your boy Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALII_KAY. That'll never change, and you know the vibes, baby.
It's your boy Will with the visuals. It is I am Will_visuals. One more time, I am Will_visuals.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music.
Check me out. Yeah, I got it. And unfortunately, he's not here for this episode, but make sure you also go follow Adams Desir. That's A-D-A-M-S. Desir on Instagram.
Point to the chair.
Yeah. Point to the chair.
That one. But yeah, and we have our special guest, Sean, the founder of the Raritan Gallery, right?
Yes,
not
sir.
Co-founder, just founder.
Well, no, co-founder.
Co-founder.
It's two of us, but he's over there in the studio getting busy right now. This is my day off, so I'm not doing none of that.
Well, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself one time for the one time?
Yeah, so I'm Sean Harris Jr. For those who don't know me, as Malcolm mentioned, I worked with him at Foot Locker, so this is my dogs for a long, long time now.
Years ago.
Damn, yeah.
Like, that was like decade. That was a decade ago, yeah.
Yeah, time flies post-COVID. But yeah, as Malcolm mentioned, I'm the co-founder of the Raritan Gallery, which is a digital contemporary and multifaceted creative studio. We're based in Jersey City. So if you're ever in Journal Square, like Manic Contemporary, that's where our studio is based. We specialize in production, creative visuals, and 3D printing. I also do a lot of designing. So any of the merchandise that comes out of the studio, typically that's under my wheelhouse. I'm designing. I'm wearing one of the hockey jerseys right now, actually, from our latest collection.
Remind you of the San Jose Sharks, don't it?
Yeah. I had to put my little flip on it because I love the mint. But, yeah, man, that's in a nutshell. I'm sure we'll get into more specifics, but just a brief overview. And should I plug my Instagram?
Plug whatever, whatever you want. Sure. Yeah.
Plug it all.
on all platforms, it's Sean_Supreme, A-W, not E-A. So S-H-A-W-N, that's the right way to spell it.
Yeah, we don't know any U's.
No, absolutely not.
Any U's?
We don't know any U's or any E-A's. Actually, I do know a Sean with an E-A. My bad,
Sean. We do.
A-U's are serial killers.
Yeah,
for real. Wow. That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, that's like Zach with a C-H.
You
know?
Exactly.
That's tough, dangerous. Though. A lot going on, man. Doing a lot. Keep busy.
But hey, what do I always say every episode? If you're liking the vibe, make sure you go ahead and like, subscribe, hit that notify bell on YouTube. Make sure you never miss an episode. We drop an episode when? Jason? When do we drop an episode?
Every single week.
Every single week.
week.
We drop an episode every single week, so make sure you hit that notify bell once again and make sure you don't miss it, because you're not going to want to miss out on these episodes coming soon. But make sure you also check us out on every social media platform. That's TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. If you can't watch us, make sure you go listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We're there too. And if you want to be a part of the family, make sure you go ahead and join the Discord. The Discord is linked in every single person's bio. Make sure you go ahead and join that Discord. If you want to be on an episode, make sure you join the Discord. If you're in a different state, you can't make it to Jersey, you could be on an episode. Just join that Discord, hit that link. And if you want merch, also hit that Discord link as well. The merch is in the Discord as well. But with that being said, let's get right into the news. I just have one question. Why'd you wear San Jose when we're in Jersey? Like, you didn't have a Capitals or a what is it, Islanders or Rangers colors? We're in New York. Devils. The Knicks are playing right now, man.
So I wore this mint one because I don't know, I just wanted to show it some love. I do have like a, you know, the Dallas Stars where they had the star and then the Texas on it. I do have a jersey, like a New Jersey version of that. I was gonna wear that, but I was like, like that's the one that's in the promo video, so I didn't want to like overdo it, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, got a catalog, man.
Right?
But honestly, people don't know that San Jose Sharks are actually my favorite team. They're 1A, Devils are 1B, obviously. When you're in grade school, when they kind of give you those discounted tickets, like Metro Stars, remember that? My mom took me to a Devils Sharks game, and I was like, yo, I like the unis, and that's how I became a Sharks fan.
Interesting. Have you played before? Have you played hockey?
No, I could skate very well, rollerblade, ice skate, but I don't. I lived in the hockey house at Rutgers, so like those are all my boys. Nice. I would like fuck Which around
makes
with a stick.
Sense.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. But I wasn't on the ice. Like that's not for me. I hoop. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. I hear that. Stay on the court.
Yeah. Stay on the court. He do be hooping. I just have one question before we start. Because we're all creatives here and we're all in Jersey, Jason and I, we're kind of giving up on Jersey on the creative sense, just because it's just not accepting, I guess, out here. Have you, you've seemed to break, broke, Brock?
Brock?
Broken. You seem to have broken through. I don't think Brock is a word. Brock is a name. You seem to have broken through some of the cracks of Jersey. Like, how? Just because we've kind of,
I guess, in our lane, in our industry, but you were more into the fashion and, you know, design, graphic design. Like, what was your take on it?
Yeah, a couple things. I think even in your lanes, the first thing you said, you consider everybody here as creators and creatives, right? Like, you, regardless if people are still in your lane, if they're doing like production, entertainment, podcasting, et cetera, like media personalities, even if they're just like traditional artists, you should still be networking with those people.
For sure.
Because right? they probably know somebody that knows somebody and knows somebody like, oh, you know, I know this R&B group. I'm gonna call y'all because y'all synergy is hilarious. All the ad-libs y'all do at the same time. But maybe you should do something with them. So for me, I feel like because I've been in Jersey City so long, especially like the artist community is very big out there and they push one another. It's almost like Atlanta for artists in Jersey. So I'm dead serious. It sounds
crazy. That.
Central Jersey is a little bit different, right?
Like, for sure. North Jersey,
for sure.
But I would definitely say, like, for me, I was always at the events. I was always outgoing, even though I'm realistically an introvert, which it sounds crazy, but I am. But I'll always go on my way to kind of just get to know somebody and understand. It was funny because Damani, my business partner, we had somebody at the studio last week, and he was like, yeah, I just don't understand it. He was like, somebody will just come out of nowhere and just come in the studio like, oh, hey, Sean, how's it going? He's like, how do you know this person? So it's just like, it's just, you got to be a little bit outgoing and be curious. I think curiosity is the biggest thing for you to network. Like, genuinely, don't social climb. But if you're curious, I think that's going to help propel everybody in this room.
I think you kind of, you know, pointed out something that was really important, which was showing up. Sometimes it's just showing your face. And so I think we've spent a lot of time, me and Malcolm, even Will, when we go out and we try to show our face a lot, And I think it's a little more, it's definitely different in Central Jersey versus North Jersey.
Yeah.
Because North Jersey is so connected. It's a city and everything's walking distance. Versus Central Jersey, we have to drive at least 30 minutes to get to, you know, a community, really.
Yeah.
And all the real events that, I guess the events that a lot of people network at are North Jersey. And so I would definitely say it's a little different. If we lived in Hoboken or Jersey City, I definitely feel like we could have, you know, connected faster and kind of climbed up faster. But it's a little different being here in Somerset.
Do you feel like those events that y'all been popping out to has been helpful, though?
Well,
yes and no. Because we'll connect with some people, but I feel like those connections fall through. Like, they're... It's almost like crabs in the barrel. Like, it's not beneficial unless they get something out of it. So it's not just about the connection. It's like, okay, cool, we connected. And then what next? And then we have to be the ones that lead that and say, okay, cool, we have a platform. We have this. We have that for you, you know, and this, and that. But when it comes down to kind of reciprocating, we don't see that a lot, unfortunately.
So I'm going to kind of play devil's advocate here.
For sure.
Is that a bad thing? Because if you're doing something with authenticity, mm-hmm. you shouldn't expect anything back.
Absolutely. I agree.
I don't think it's an expectation. I think it's more so a trial and error. And then you see error. And it's like, we check all the boxes, we do everything right, but then you keep seeing error. We don't know. I think it's more so about where we are here in Central Jersey. Mm-hmm. I think, like you guys both said, if we were up in North Jersey, where it's a lot younger, it's a little bit more faster pace. Over here is more families, more family oriented, more children.
I think
our art more so resonates with the Northern Jersey crowd, the New York crowd. Like, if we were up there, it'd be different. But we even tried to go up there because we were at Porta. We did an event. Okay. We did two events at Porta, and it didn't turn out great. But it wasn't because of us. It was because of the venue, or it was because of marketing.
Yeah.
I think it just makes it difficult.
I think that's definitely fair, and I'm not going to disagree with you. I think proximity definitely matters, but it doesn't have to be the end all be all. I think you are also putting up blockers for yourself, because when I think about where I'm at now versus where I was as a kid, even in college, like, Jersey City wasn't this big creative hub for artists as it is now, right? Like, I was going to the city, you know what I mean? Remember the Tumblr eras? Like, I was going to Tumblr meetups, right? Like, I had to go to the city for shit. And then when I started driving and being able to move, like, it's not like I wouldn't come down to Central Jersey, I wouldn't go to Trenton, or I wouldn't go to Philly, right? Like, you gotta be able to be open-minded to travel to these places. And to your point, where you're like, well, there's older demographics, the older people got money, right? Like, the older people have more network. Like,
they do
more
bread.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the people that you actually want.
Especially white people.
Exactly. Right? And they got to be your biggest advocates, too. So
they hold the keys.
So I don't even have to sell you on it. Like, these are the people that you should be speaking with, because those are the people who are going to be your springboard to something else. Like, those are the people who own media companies or production companies.
They got the car keys, house keys, lock keys.
garage keys,
you know what I'm saying? Like, any keys.
You gotta work both ways, man.
The key.
I definitely agree. I definitely agree that it's getting in front of the right people is what I got from what you just said. It's part of networking, yes, but it's getting right in front of the right people, talking to the right people, and tell them what you do, because people can see you, but if they don't know what you do or who you are, it's not gonna really, you know, be a beneficial connection. I would say that can, like you said, springboard you to the next level. You know, but I also got to go back to what you said, too. You don't know who knows who. So
you just got
to
talk and communicate.
Yeah. But I think what you said was valuable. Showing up to these pop up events and these networking events is definitely something that we could take.
Yeah. We usually start the podcast off with games, but I thought it was important to have that conversation just because of the stuff with Streamer University going on. There's a bunch of people trying to learn exactly. It is fire. It's people trying to learn exactly how to get big in their craft. So I think the people watching this episode will like love hearing that from you, especially if they're in Jersey. Maybe they had the same mindset as Jason and I. Now I kind of feel like maybe there is one more last hoorah before we move on down to Yeehaw Town. But yeah,
Yeehaw Town.
With that being said, I'm going to segue over to Will for our first set of games. You know what I'm saying?
All right, y'all ready?
What we doing?
What we doing, man? What we doing?
Hey, man, it was a pretty deep conversation. But it was needed, you know, for people that live in Jersey, people that live anywhere, that lives in a hick town that probably don't got nobody there. You probably need to hear, keep going. You know, sometimes you might think being where you are might hinder where you are, but you never know what you may post online that could really springboard you to that next level. So not even only being in the right places, also posting your stuff. If you have stuff in your drafts, just post them.
Just get it out.
People be having 100 things in their draft. I'm like, what are you doing?
Unless it's a video of you crying, don't post it.
Yeah, don't post that. Leave them drafts.
Gots to be more. Yeah,
trying to be an actor.
I mean, true. Yeah, true. But hey, but Hicktown, shout out to Jared, North Carolina, or Jared, Virginia, wherever we was the other day. We talk about y'all. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. All right, so the first game is One Has to Go. So I'm going to give you couple of things, and you just have to pick one thing that has to go from out that group.
Let's get it.
First one is Hot Edition. We got hot food, hot weather, hot showers. One has to go.
Hot weather.
What?
No. So you're going to be leaving, living in the freeze?
First off, like, I want to get my fits off. He didn't say it had to be cold. Like,
he just says
it could be
hot.
Like Seattle, right?
Yeah.
But like, I'm the type of person, I go on the beach for 30 minutes, I'm good. Like, I need an umbrella.
Yeah, but you can't get your fits off in the summer?
You can, but like, bro, like,
it's limited.
Yeah,
right?
Like, it's okay, only okay. So
you gotta go back to your house, take a shower.
I don't I don't wear shorts, you feel me? Like, I don't like wearing shorts.
You're
like,
not
I
a short guy.
I wear cargo.
You're not an SG.
There we go. I'm good, bro. Hot weather, get that up out of there.
Okay. I'm probably gonna say hot showers.
So hot showers, hot weather, and what was the third one?
Hot food.
I need hot food.
Yeah,
I'm probably gonna say hot showers, because technically cold showers are good for you.
Facts. That's true. Hot showers too. Yeah,
but I can't.
I need
do,
that hot weather.
I need some hot weather.
Yeah, I need
my favorite.
See, I think I do want to say hot weather.
My favorite season is fall, but I need some warmth in my life. Like, I can't but
He didn't say it had to be the opposite, right?
It does.
That's true.
It doesn't. It could be like Seattle. It could be.
I love
rainy,
when people add stuff.
I'm saying, I love when people add stuff.
Yeah. Nah, it's technically, what he said.
Taking away all hot weather.
Technicality, Sean.
Listen, I read between the lines and everything.
Yeah.
You know, he said, I read my contract.
Yeah, right.
When I see the paperwork,
that's funny.
You know, say, make the next one very specific. What'd you pick, Will?
I'm also pick hot showers, just because.
Yeah, see, you on a boat by yourself, dog?
No, I'm cool, bro.
It's like,
I'm cool. I got options, man.
I'm cool.
He said, I got
my
clothes.
Fits, man.
fits over everything.
Fits over everything.
Oh my God.
He said you would think he had an attitude the way he keep throwing a fit.
Okay.
That's crazy.
All right.
All right. Next one is Mind Edition.
Okay.
Ability to love, ability to imagine, ability to remember, and ability to be ambitious.
Ooh.
One has to go.
How'd you come up with this?
That is a good
How'd
one.
I come up with it? Because I'd be thinking about this shit.
Malcolm, you go first. I gotta go first.
You want me to go first?
Anyone could go first.
I gotta come back to that.
I gotta think about that.
So
one.
It's ability to love, ability to imagine, ability to remember, ability to be ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna go with the ability to remember.
Didn't we have a conversation about this?
We did
on that episode.
We did, but it was a would you rather, I think.
That's true, that's true. But you're big on like letting go of the past and just
it's not letting go of the past. I just think that might be the easiest thing to do, because how can I lose the ability to love? That means I'm losing the ability to love someone, something, my craft, my art, just overall losing that ability. I'm losing my ability to be imagined, to be creative, to think for myself, to wonder, mm-hmm. to be excited, essentially.
And ambitious.
And then ambitious is my drive.
The drive that really is pushing you for that.
That's pushing me towards everything else.
That you imagine. Yeah.
I guess the hardest, if I have to cut one out, it has to be the ability to remember. In my
and I mean, whenever you go to any party, any function, you don't remember nobody.
No, I don't know no names. But that's okay because I'd be like, what's up, bro, anyway?
I bow names anyways.
My guy.
Hey, yeah, right.
My
what's
God.
Up, bro?
Yo, good see you.
Good.
Yeah. Great. I haven't seen you in so long.
For real.
What's my name, bro?
Bro.
Yo, bro, bro. Don't be like that, bro. Come on, bro.
Spell your name again for me. Yeah, there you go.
I'm saying.
Yo, what's your last name?
That's what yeah.
I'm saying, like, if you were to have a birthday, how many candles would be on your cake right now? We talking like 27.
Okay. Okay. I see.
You know.
Can't remember your own birthday, gotcha.
I might have to be with you on that one. Remembering, I think, I don't get too caught up in the past because I'm like, oh, all right, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? Mm-hmm. And like, I'm having imagination, ambition does go hand in hand. But to be fair, like, if I wasn't in the realm that I'm in, I would probably say take out imagination because like, you could be ambitious, work hard. I could have like a very corporate job, mm-hmm. right? Like, and mm-hmm. still succeed. You know what I'm saying? But because I see the world differently, like I look at my creativity is my superpower. So like when I see shit, it looks like the Matrix to me. Like it's just like mm-hmm. coding. Mm-hmm. So I need to not only have the idea, but I need to be able to execute an idea. So you need the ambition behind it and you got to love what you do. Right. I had a conversation with my homegirl who worked at the NBA because I'm trying to do a project with the NBA as well.
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
She was like, I just want to let you know. She was like, I want to let you know that like I'm very proud of you. Like 4 or 5 years ago, she was like, I remember like 4 or 5 years ago, yo, you just had this like, all you had was like a couple little collections and like, look where you are right now. And I was like on the phone, I was like, damn, yo, you're right. Like I even remember it, you know what I'm saying? So like for me, like it's always good to reminisce. And like if someone else could remember from me, again, reading between the lines, cool.
But remind you of it.
Yeah, but I would get rid of that.
Hmm.
Damn. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think it's important to keep people close that remind you of how far you came. Because we, you know, I think as creatives as a whole, we're very focused and we just kind of keep our head underwater and just keep swimming. And I think Kendrick said, like, don't pick up your head for too long because then you kind of forget how to swim. Because some people pick up their head and they'll look back and, like, yeah, look what I done. And then you forget how to lock back in.
Yep.
And so I was like, huh, it's interesting. But I do agree that having people close to you that can remind you is very important. So I may have to agree with you on
I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I think the only thing you learning with the or losing with the ability to remember is learning from your mistakes. I think that's the only like major thing because you're going to make the same mistake.
I got you guys for that. Same stoves.
Why am I keep burning my hand?
But that's why you have people close to you to be like, hey,
tell you.
I can't remember if I beat that tiger's ass or not. So now I got to go try it again. Bro. Which, talk to me nice, guys. I did beat that tiger's ass.
So he's definitely the first person with 100 gorilla, members of Gorilla. Yeah. He's number
the first
one.
Guy.
You're the bait.
The gorilla don't want to see me first. That's all I'm saying.
We go see.
He said, if you ever see him in the gorilla, help the gorilla.
Help the bear. Facts. That was a good one.
I'd be in my thinking bag when I'm coming up with this stuff, man. Just leave me alone.
All right. Next one has to go. Music legends. We have Michael Jackson. We have Prince. Elvis Presley. Whitney Houston.
Elvis. That's easy.
My man stole everything. He stole everything.
Jason.
All of his music was kind of ripped off of someone else, another musician. His moves were taken from someone else as well.
Okay.
Isn't he like the guy of rock and roll?
Elvis was the first industry plant.
I agree.
Like, they saw, at that era of blues
and
soul was coming, especially like Motown, and like where music was a beautiful landscape and almost like a wasteland because they were still trying to figure out how to really commodify and like own the space
and like record everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Record labels were trying to like, before what like music is now, where like the three powerhouses really own music, it was still kind of like some people own their masters and like still trying to figure it out. Like, to me, Elvis was like the first industry plant.
But race played a part in it too. Yeah. Like they needed an image at that time. You know what I mean?
Am I gonna get cooked for saying Prince?
Yes, absolutely. I will cook you for saying Prince. That's yes. crazy. Wow. That's
kind of yes. I only know Purple Rain.
He played a pivotal part. <in it. Yeah. laughs>
I was between Elvis, Prince, and Whitney Houston, because obviously Michael Jackson is staying forever.
Wait, what?
Whitney?
If anything, Whitney's the most solid in Whitney? There.
I think Mikael.
Bro. Jackson.
I think Michael was a solid, he's staying out of four.
I think Whitney's number one.
I think staying. Whitney was close, and then it was between Prince and Elvis for me, so I'm going with Prince.
That's wild. Name a Elvis song.
I can't do that. Okay. I don't listen to rock and roll either. So I can only name one Prince song.
What was in Lilo and Stitch? I forgot what it was called. Sorry, I forgot what it was called. But
you watched you watched both of them, the live action and the animation.
I just saw the live action today.
Okay,
yeah, you saw it.
It was good. I liked it.
I trust you.
I liked it. I liked it.
I trust you.
They cut a lot of stuff out. But I did like it.
I mean, it's only so much you could do, right?
Yeah. Like, but I liked it.
True.
Yeah. I don't know, bro.
Don't cook me.
It's not that. It's Prince. Just like, first off, Whitney's from Jersey.
Represent. She is.
Represent.
Like, and all of those people are generational talents. Like, if I had to rank them, it's like, Whitney got to stay at the top. Then Prince. Then Mike. Then Elvis.
So I mean, you said
you got Prince
Elvis.
Over Mike?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
He's a Kendrick fan, too. I wouldn't put that. That's what, crazy.
Why you got to bring that up? Up, yo. Why you had to bring that
say
up?
So much out of your best.
That's crazy.
Oh gosh, man.
Is that the last one?
No, we got one more.
All right, man.
All right, man.
We got one more.
Because Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, wow. Oh
my gosh. That's crazy.
All right. The next one, or the last one,
Elvis
is
hip
hop bands.
Jesus.
Hip hop bands.
He's still there.
You say he's still in the toilet?
He's still taking that shit, too.
Ah, my gosh.
There's going to be a lot of unhappy white people about that.
Oh, my God. All right.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, so the last one is hip-hop bands. So we got NWA.
Fire.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Fire.
Public Enemy. Ooh. And Bone... Thugs and Harmony.
Public Enemy.
Public like, Enemy.
Without hesitation. Because Wu-Tang and Bone Thugs are both my favorite. My three favorite hip-hop bands, Wu-Tang, Bone Thugs and Harmony, and the Cool Kids.
I thought you were going to say a tribe.
Okay. Nah, the Cool Kids.
I was about to.
And then NWA, like...
That was pivotal.
You have to have NWA pivotal. To have any of those groups.
That was pivotal.
They was niggas.
Public Enemy is just like another iteration of...
The original YN?
They was, though.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna talk about nothing.
But you needed those YNs. You needed those. We don't need a lot
Did
of
we?
Yes. Yes. We needed NWA.
There wouldn't be any groups. Jason's right. There.
No, I'm saying, do we need them as YNs?
Well, yeah, like, that's how they told their story.
But exactly.
Yeah, they gentrify now. They all gentrified now.
The ones that
this
are
nigga
alive.
Says straight out of Beverly Hills.
The ones that are alive.
In NWA? Oh, it's only what? It's only two of them died, I thought.
Okay, so how many people were in the group?
Five.
So the ones that are alive.
Okay. I thought you meant saying that like most of them died. I'm like, damn, what?
No, I'm just saying.
Like, is only Ice Cube alive? Did they all get packed up?
I don't think Easy was
all
gentrified.
Got packed up.
He just.
Oh, no. He was. But he was getting there, though.
Listen, this could go real left. I don't know which way y'all want to go, but I'm not leading the charge.
I don't know, take that step.
Listen, bro.
Nah, we definitely needed NWA, though. Needed that at that time.
What about you, Will?
Public Enemy is probably the least.
It's the easiest one.
I can't pick any other three. Those are really good.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom.
They was harmonizing.
Boom, boom, boom.
Tell me what you gonna do.
Moving on to our next gaming segment.
Oh, God.
Okay. What you got? Oh, boy.
Why you say, oh, God, like you're scared?
Back to back.
Your host.
Because, yeah, like, it's a wild card. It's like, hey.
I'll get old. You'll be all right.
You remind me of, like, Seto Kaiba when he, like, just draw something and something crazy.
That's such a compliment.
You're very welcome.
That's such a compliment. You're very welcome. I'm the Seto Kaiba that stood on the ledge that forced Yugi to surrender.
He was like, face me.
You know what I'm saying?
Face me, you coward.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, the next game we have is a fan favorite. It's called Blind Ranking.
Oh, boy. Okay. Here we go.
So with that being said, I'm going to give you five things. And you just have to rank them from 1 to 5, 1 being the best, 5 being the least. Once you rank something, you can't change the rank. And for the people watching, nobody knows what's on the list except for me.
It is blind.
It is blind.
Blind.
You want me to close my eyes, too?
Oh, my God.
If it make you feel better. First blind rank is going to be Rappers Part 3, since we've already done a good selection of rappers. Yeah, some. So first name, J. Cole.
5.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh. Talk about it.
Well, you said that fast.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
We can't go to the next one?
Oh, shoot.
It's a collective. It's a collective.
I just need an explanation. Why 5?
Okay,
okay.
All right. So 1. 1 through 5. At least top 5. Look, I read between the lines. Top 5 is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think J. Cole is a very good lyricist. J. Cole is not my kind of rapper.
Okay, subjective. Gotcha.
So I don't think from a talent wise he's there. But for me, I personally don't listen to J. Cole. Like anymore. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that his style of rap is what I'm looking for.
Okay. So you said 5.
He's at 5.
I would say 4.
Yeah.
Y'all know the list though?
No. We don't. That's the thing. You'll know what else.
We don't know what he could say that can be worse.
Ain't nothing going to be worse.
He could say Vanilla Ice.
Crazy.
Obviously, he doesn't watch the episodes.
Yeah. Nothing's going to be worse. I was like, all
listen,
right.
I'll take NBA YoungBoy at 4. What the fuck?
That's like, crazy. Over J. Cole?
Bro.
Yo. You might
Jermaine?
I can hold you. You might get cooked by
Jermaine.
Cole, NBA over Jermaine.
But it like, I'm looking at it as like my preference of who I prefer. I don't know if NBA YoungBoy is on the list, right? But like when I look at like the last couple years, NBA was killing his features, like the Tyler feature. He had mad shit. So for me, I'm not a YN. I'm not going to bump this shit and then go into Chipotle and start fighting people, right? But it's true. From a preference standpoint, I think that he's growing. You know what I'm saying?
You're not a YN.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Damn.
This nigga aging me out.
I'm sorry.
Why are you aging me out?
I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
That wasn't damn like damn. Yeah, that was damn like
Kevin Hart.
That wasn't damn like damn. That was like damn it.
Bro, I got a lot to lose. I'm not in the streets no more, bro.
You're big bro.
Exactly.
You are big bro now.
You're not unk yet. You're big bro.
Not unk yet. Thank God.
Thank God.
Once I'm at unk, my whole I might just start wearing like quarter zips.
That's crazy.
Damn.
It's over.
Quarter zips.
It's over.
So with the Kangol hat?
Chill.
The Kangol hat is crazy.
That's how I know he's really going. I'm like, oh yeah, he really
done.
With the laceless loafers.
That's crazy.
Throw me on the grill.
So you guys put J. Cole at 5 or 4?
I gotta say four, man. I gotta say four.
Because I don't. It could be something that could be worse.
Yeah, four, 5 is disrespectful.
Okay. So J. Cole.
6'9", man.
J. Cole at 4. Next name, Kanye West.
Number 2. Easily. Separate
what he's doing now.
Okay.
As a rapper.
Strictly as a rapper.
As a rapper.
As a rapper.
And we can't change it?
We can't change it. That's why we said 4, just because we know that we can't change.
It just depends.
As a rapper,
I can tell you right now, Jay-Z would be number 1. I don't give a fuck. If Jay-Z's on the list, he's number 1.
Jay-Z is not on the list.
Okay, so Kanye's number 1 for me.
Kanye.
Yes, absolutely.
Yay.
As a rapper, artist, everything, he's number 1, 1,000%.
But we're just talking about rapping, right? Are we just talking about artists? Like,
you could talk about just his overall music catalog. Artists.
Kanye's number 1 for me. 1,000%.
I'm going to have to say 2.
It's majority rule, so you guys got to agree
like
on
he's
something.
He's going to say an artist that.
Y'all got to agree on something.
Is an artist I
Oh, like so we keeping J. Cole at 4 then?
Yeah, okay. J. Cole's at 4. I have to say 2. I'll vote 2.
What do you say, Will?
I vote 2.
To be honest with you, I really want to say 3 because really don't know what he's about to play next.
That's what I was saying. I'll go with 2 though. He could say something crazy.
I'll go with 2 though. I really feel like he's about to pull something that would be like, wow.
There is no rapper you could say right now that has a better body of work than Kanye West.
Next name, Fabulous.
If Jay-Z is not
as a rapper?
As an artist. Well, because Kanye is considered a rapper, even if we look at just catalogs, like his hits, Like, he has classics, bro.
No,
like,
I agree. I definitely agree.
And I'm respectfully, I love Drake too. I'm not putting Drake over Kanye West.
You're not putting Drake over Kanye West?
As a rapper, no.
Okay, so
you guys put
Ratchet
Kanye's
Happy Birthday. we could go song for song because
Drake a verses with Drake and Kanye.
Ratchet Happy Birthday fucking sucks. It sucks.
All right, man. Listen, we clip up a lot of things.
So does I Love Kanye, but ain't nobody talking about that.
That's a good. I like that song.
Pablo.
I miss the old Kanye, straight from the soul. Kanye.
That's hard. It's an interlude. Bro.
If I fuck this model, all right,
well, next name. We put him at two.
All right.
We put him at two.
So if I have him as one, you have him as three. Let's just median two.
No, I said I can switch it to two.
Two. Sure. Yeah. All right.
Two.
Yeah. I want him at one, but all right.
Two.
But Fabulous.
Fab is the next name. Fabulous is the next name.
Who?
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
I want to say five.
Is Jadakiss on the list?
No.
All right.
You'll find out who's on the list.
I don't know. I might agree with the five. I can't put Fab over J. Cole. Fab got some lazy. I love Fab, but he got lazy bars. So.
Okay, so Fab at five.
Yeah. Probably even over your head, a Carry On is a lazy bar. I love Fab, though.
Okay, so. You have Fabulous at five. You have Fabulous
said
at
that was lazy.
That's crazy. That nigga said that was lazy.
That's lazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Tag him. You have Fabulous at five. You have Fabulous at five. You have J. Cole at four. Mm-hmm. You have Kanye West at two.
Yep.
Next name is Drake.
I gotta say one. I gotta say one.
I'm gonna put him at three because I can't.
I gotta say what? Well, would you say him as an artist, Kanye as an artist? And
I mean,
Kanye is the most influential artist of our time. Like, since we've been alive, Kanye is the most influential artist of our time, no matter what. Like, Drake would not exist without Kanye West. Kid Cudi would not exist. Travis Scott would not exist without Kanye West. Like, he is the father of all of these people's styles.
That's a valid argument.
It's like, I can't put Drake ahead of Kanye when... Respectfully,
but you don't know what his last person is.
I feel like
you don't know what he about to say
I
next.
Feel like he's so
they got to be three or one.
But I'm saying if we put Drake at three,
I feel like he's very passionate. I feel like we should give guest privileges for that and put him at three.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, nah, let's see the last one.
Say the last one.
Next one, the number one will be 6ix9ine.
Go ahead. No, it's not 6ix9ine.
Go ahead. We'll put Drake at number one. Because of who he is right now, we'll put him at number one. Because I don't trust him.
Why?
Because the way you just laughed, I don't trust you.
That's crazy. So your list is Fabulous at number five.
Yep.
J. Cole at number four.
Yep.
Kanye West at number two.
Yep.
Drake at number one.
Yeah.
And in your number three spot, you have MGK.
I'm glad. Thank you. Because if he had been number one,
we would have been cooked.
Yeah, you
completely.
We would have been cooked in the chat.
Can we?
Now you want to go back?
No, not even. I'm actually okay with it.
Yeah, you okay with that list?
J. Cole is not for me, bro.
If you would have put
MGK over, you would not.
But if you would have put MGK at one, that would have been bad.
That's exactly why I was like, "There's no way." Because I told you not to trust you. He's like, "No, it's not bad. It's fucking terrible."
That's all he kept saying. Hey, just
came out with like a pop record too.
You said 6ix9ine. I take MGK over 6ix9ine.
I'm taking 6ix9ine over MGK. Actually,
really,
he got more hits.
Okay. No, he does.
MGK don't.
He does.
MGK just started really like trying to rap.
MGK.
Yeah, bitch. I'm a Steve-O. I'm a foul boy.
Hey, he just came out with a pop record too.
He did. He just put out his kids' bop.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's trying to get back in his bag, but like no.
He trying.
Next blind ranking.
Oh God.
I'm ready.
Why is it like
that? It's about to get worse. That was a tune-up. It's about to get worse.
He said, this one, sneakers.
This one's specifically for you, fashion trends.
Okay. Talk about it.
Boot cut.
Listen.
Y'all laughing. That shit.
Y'all listen.
That shit hot now. It's hot now.
I'm saying, if your jeans ain't swallowing your shoes, what you doing?
That word swallowing your shoes.
Listen, first one, skinny jeans.
Five. I'm never wearing skinny jeans ever. Fucking.
I would say five.
Yo, don't look at me. Conversation. Bro. I ain't even gonna lie.
We all had that phase. We were in that phase.
It was it. But then I think about it, bro. Like, I'm 6'4". I had chicken legs at the time, like before I started working out. Like, bro, that's mad denim. Like, that's just mad jeans, bro. Like, I look at it like, yeah, I had that shit on, but I didn't, right? Like,
you look like, back, it's like,
skinny jeans and J's look crazy, bro. No, like,
it do.
That
looking
was back at it. That was yeah, that was do. Back with the Adidas pants with Jordans there too,
bro.
That's tough. Adidas with Jordans.
Yo, people well, wasn't
with the Nike socks.
We didn't care about that cross brand.
You had to get the remember the KDs, the peanut butter and jellies.
Yeah, with the cargos.
Come on,
with the cargos and the polo.
It,
gotta get the Nike socks. The Elite socks.
That was it, bro. Elite socks. Elites for, just for normal uses.
Just for normal uses.
That's it. Just for normal days. You was wearing shorts.
Was it hooping? Never know
you're
gonna.
You don't even play basketball. You just got Elite socks on.
You might play after school. You never know.
You was going to high school in socks and slides. Like, that's what you
was doing. Adidas.
That was back in the day. We used to wear
slides. Yo.
That was back in the day. We used to wear shorts underneath your pants. You never knew. Just
in case.
You never knew.
Even at church.
Ever at church.
Had the Nike socks on with the Churchills. You know
Christ's name,
you feel
me? In Christ's name?
Yeah.
All right.
The church threes,
you know
man.
Catch a
Nike
testament,
socks.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
So you guys got skinny jeans at five. Next one, snapback hats.
Snapbacks was it for a minute. I don't know. That's
I would
for
say
me,
a three.
Yeah, I was gonna say like maybe
swaggy.
Like a three.
I say a middle three. Yeah.
Safe three.
Yeah. I still rock some snapbacks. Yeah, snapbacks three.
Come on, I'll talk to him.
Absolutely. You the adjustables. Come on.
Would you put the snapback on the belt the buckle?
No.
Everybody was doing that. Everybody's doing that.
I wasn't doing that.
Yeah, the magic snapback with the on the belt buckle.
Nah, bro, my hat is on my head.
My hat stayed on my head. You could have wear it in school, so people was just wearing around their little
bottom. I ain't doing that, bro. Kay. Put that shit in your locker.
So wait until the end of the day.
Skinny jeans at five, snapbacks at three. Next one is head to toe matching.
You mean like a color, right? And you go
all in with that.
Even
color.
Even with
you're
the
matching.
Brand too.
No. No, because back in the day, we wasn't really worried about brands. We were more so just matching like, that color.
Like, mm-hmm. When you say head to toe, like, it's like if I had South Beaches on with a South Beach hat.
Yes.
With it, nah, that's four. Yeah, that's easily.
Like, much. if I'm wearing, this is too easy.
Yeah.
If I'm wearing, like, my black and red LeBrons and I had a black and red that's T-shirt
four.
On, black shorts.
Four.
With a Chicago Bulls snapback.
Nope. That is right there with. The skinny jeans, bro. No,
like thought you had it on, but it really wasn't on.
We was at Foot Locker. working, and I could tell exactly when somebody come in and it's a release. I'm like, yep, this nigga want a hat and the socks.
I'm saying you didn't want to give him the, you didn't want to give him the hookup.
No, I'm like, nope. I'm like, bro. As soon as he was like, yo, let me come in and get these. I'm like, yo, we got the hat to match. He's like, yep, I need that shit.
Nowadays it's about coordinating. Like you have accents, you have color accents. Yep. You know, you're not necessarily matching from head to toe. So you put that at four?
A four, absolutely.
I could agree with the four. Yeah. Okay,
so you guys.
Thing one, thing two have
skinny. Every guy's has skinny jeans at five. You have skinny jeans at five, head to toe matching at four, snapback hats at three.
I think we're safe right now.
Oh, boy.
I
think it's safe right now.
Next one is baggy clothes. Two.
I like baggy
clothes. Yeah, I like baggy. Everything baggy is cool.
I'm going to say one. I like baggy clothes a lot.
I like being comfortable.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I could do. I think it's safe because whatever he might throw, he might say like leotards and that shit.
Was anybody ever wearing leotards?
Yes, the Givenchy. Well, not leotards. They was wearing kilts.
I'm talking about right now.
Probably
right
now.
Right now.
I told you. To be honest,
you put leotards at one. You might be honest on. You might bring something back
because
everything comes back in style.
I'm not in the streets.
I don't know. If I see it, I just play. Yo, good for you. I'm out.
So I think one is the baggy.
Yeah, I'm gonna say one.
We all agree.
I agree with that because I like baggy clothes.
Baggy, we here.
So your list is skinny jeans at five.
No boy.
Yeah, I know now. Now I know he's about to say something crazy.
Your list is skinny jeans at five.
Oh my gosh.
Head to toe matching at four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Snapbacks at three. Snapbacks and tattoos at three. Baggy clothes at one.
I think it's safe.
And at two, you have sagging.
Whatever. Fuck it.
I'm cool with that. Yeah.
Baggy
I'm
and sagging, okay. We are.
I'm like, okay with that.
Whatever. I'm cool with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we good. We good.
See,
that's
it wasn't
safe.
That bad.
That's
see, y'all was, laughing and
people
all
exaggerate
and shit.
The sagging, but yeah. You know.
I don't sag, but like.
I feel like
I
it's not
a
style my pants
anymore.
Are on my ass.
I feel like it's not a style.
Yeah,
I got yelled at by my grandma way too many times.
Exactly.
Pull your pants up, boy. Pull your pants up, boy.
It's not crazy. Like, You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes like your car, like your pants gonna sag a little bit. And it's kind of part of the fit. You feel me? So whatever. That's safe. I'm cool with that. Skinny jeans got to be five, though. I don't give a fuck.
That's got to stay at five.
I wish we had pictures of us when we
was, no, please don't.
Was younger. Because we all went through. I had purple skinny jeans, green, used to blue. Definitely be,
I was doing the jerk. Huge,
yeah, exactly.
Jerking.
I don't see what the problem is. I don't see what the problem is.
If you don't see the problem, man, I don't know. You need some help.
It was rough.
That's crazy.
Like purple. This skinny is a little crazy. Huh, I'm gonna show it to you.
Oh nah.
This skinny?
Yo.
Nah, he Dominican for sure.
He got the white shoes
Dominican
on.
Dominican for sure. That, that's still in style in DR right now. Nah, that's definitely DR shit.
I can't even. My thing is, I can't even get my leg in them.
Yo, bro,
that's atrocious.
You go to T-Mobile right now, you see like your closest Dominican sales associate. They wearing it easily.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a lot.
Bro, look at that. That's a lot. And like, I work
out
now.
You can see the
definition.
Yeah, but give me
of his calves. So you can see his full. I can see the cut in his front, but his quad. That's crazy.
Yeah, but imagine these legs in some skinny jeans.
Dog, no, bro.
Can I get the you're a jerk version of the skinny jeans, though?
Oh, okay. You're a jerk.
That, like, all I'm saying is, like, that skinny jean era was different.
Red jeans. I remember people used to have the red jeans.
They had the Lil Wayne scarf.
The truck fit.
You can't even get the truck fit.
Truck fit is crazy,
new
bro.
New boys.
Crazy.
And that would be considered matching head to toe.
You had zebra pants?
Like No.
That's crazy,
I had cheetah pants. I think that's worse.
I'm not even going to say nothing.
No, you know, because you know what I had? You know what I had? I had those leopard Roshis.
You was feeling feisty.
I ain't come on this podcast to get roasted. I had the leopard. You remember?
leopard Roshis is crazy.
You don't remember when the Roshi runs was hot?
Roshis was it.
Everybody had Roshis.
Roshis was it.
They had that leopard print Roshi. They had the cloud print Roshi. They was hot.
Roshis was it, bro. But when people really started running them, I was like, no. Like, don't do that. Even though it's called Roshi Run, I'll sell it to them. They're like, yeah, you got Roshis? I'm like...
Yeah, the fit was Adidas pants Roshi. That was the fit every single day.
That's it.
PB&J's or Roshi's. That's it.
Every single day.
They wasn't outside. They don't know that era.
They don't. I wanted to save this for the next episode. How are you with Chris Brown? Are you a Chris Brown fan?
I think Chris Brown is like one of three kings of R&B.
Okay, he's cool. Very perfect. So, according to ChatGPT, I have Chris Brown's top 10 songs of all time.
Okay.
I want to see if you guys can name them because our resident Jason Jordan is a major Chris Brown fan as well. Adams is an advocate of Chris Brown. But I wanted to see if you guys can name all 10 of his top 10 songs.
Like, just blur them out?
Just say them.
So,
you're just going to tell us
I can
what
sing
number?
Them? I don't necessarily know all the names of them. But like, what's it? Is it called Boo? I Need You Boo. That one. It got to be a top 10. Hearts
All
Over
the World. Oh, I Need You Boo.
That one's definitely a top 10 one.
Hearts All Over the World. Wow, what's all that?
You see you?
Nah, you got me song.
Is that with you?
With you.
With you?
Yeah. See,
with you is number three.
Yo, excuse me. What, Miss is up there?
No.
Really? Excuse me, Miss is not on that.
It's not.
So what kind of list is this?
Is Gimme That on here?
Gimme That is not on here.
Run It?
Run It is number one.
Run It got to be on there.
Yeah, that's just... Breakout.
This is according to ChatGPT.
Excuse me, Miss is not up there.
What's
that's
the one?
Crazy.
What's the one?
Kiss Kiss.
Yeah, I was gonna say Lav. Yeah, I'm a country
kiss,
boy.
Kiss Kiss is 9-9.
Huh?
What? Kiss Kiss is 9-9. Kiss Kiss is number 9.
Okay.
Y'all have me saying double. Kiss Kiss is 9.
All right. We got three. We got three.
Okay,
we here.
Okay. I was fighting.
I'm saying I'm fighting for my life on this episode.
Yo.
I was fighting. Kiss Kiss is 9-9.
No BS. No BS. No BS.
No.
Deuces?
No.
Deuces. Okay. Deuces ain't on there?
No.
Wow. Wet the Bed?
No.
What's the
Residuals? I want to see if the new
Residuals is not on there. Fine China is not on there.
What's the shit with Drake?
Fine China?
No Guidance.
No Guidance is number 8.
Come on.
Fine China?
What?
You know it's on there.
Excuse me, Miss is not on there, but No Guidance is on there?
No Guidance. So ChatGPT probably doing it by streams.
Yeah, listen.
Because No Guidance got 2 billion streams. So.
That's actually crazy.
Forever? You're upset.
Forever's got to be up there.
Forever is number 2.
Okay. All
right, so we got 5, right?
Yes. Jesus. You have Run It at number one, Forever at number two, With three. You at number three. Uh-huh. You have
No Guidance
at number eight, and Kiss Kiss at 9-9.
Okay.
Strip.
are they all Chris Brown songs or with features?
They no, they're all Chris Brown songs.
Okay.
Strip
is not on here.
What's the one with Rihanna?
What's the one with Justin Bieber next to you?
Not on here.
Oh my god.
Damn.
We 50%.
Not on here.
We're here.
He's made a lot of music. Indigo.
No.
Nah, Indigo definitely not on here.
Heartbreak on a Full Moon.
Wall to Wall?
No.
That's a good one.
Transform You?
Damn.
No, but close.
I don't know what's close. I'm thinking about
okay, so you're in that album?
I Can Transform You?
That's the same song.
I was about to say, I thought maybe I just say the right thing. Okay.
No, but you're in the right like kind of realm.
Era?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's more of his older music.
Hmm?
Freeze?
No.
What's the one where he...
That's what T-Pain...
I know.
Freeze!
I'm just trying to get any of them.
What's like me.
What's the one where he had the video where he was like a vampire on a... Oh, that's Wall to Wall, right? Mm.
Yeah. Beautiful People?
No.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn.
What's some of his new shit?
Superhuman?
No.
Damn.
I forgot the name of the album he did with Young Thug. It got to be one of those on there.
Oh, Go no. Crazy?
Go Crazy not on there?
No.
Damn.
These are all older songs?
Yes.
What in the world?
You
named like...
So you named Run It. You've named Forever.
Mm-hmm.
You named With You. That's 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
You've named No Guidance at number 8. Kiss Kiss at number 9.
What album is...
Yeah,
I guess number 4.
You know I'm not good at that.
Don't he got one with Jordan Sparks too?
Oh, no. Nah,
I said that. Oh, no, I didn't. I said Superhuman.
No Air. Yeah, no air. Number 4.
Come on, I'm here.
Come on.
He locked in. Number 4.
No air. Okay.
That's number 4.
The next two, great. 5 and 6. 5 and 6 have features on them.
Dang.
You know these songs too. They're
Hold You Down?
No.
That's a good one. Future was spasming
on
that, though.
I hold you down.
He said,
I want to hold you down.
The producer was okay with that?
Bro, he was bugging on that. That was
the
shit.
Producer out here like,
hey, he said, alive. Perfect.
Come on.
He said, perfect. He said, print it. We got to get it out.
You guys know these songs. One of them was like a really hot summer banger.
Piles and Automobiles.
No.
Pills and Potions?
Pills
and Automobiles, right?
No.
Was it Pills or Piles?
I don't know. It's not on here.
That was a good one, though.
That was a good one. That was a
You guys know these songs.
I know, but you're going to say them. I'll be like, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Damn. No.
It's not hitting me.
One of them had people trying to learn this verse.
Oh, Look At Me Now.
There you go.
Wow. That's not
his song.
Look At Me Now.
Yeah, that is his song.
Is it?
That is his song.
Yeah, it was on Fame.
Yeah.
Damn.
Look At Me Now is number 5.
Forgot about that one.
Okay.
So it's on that album, though, right? The next one?
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember when Chris Brown had that album with Tyga. That shit slapped.
Oh, yeah. They make great
music. Look at his face.
That shit slapped.
Yeah. Go.
Yeah,
hey, yo.
Cooking.
No. Hey, yo.
No.
I forgot you're that cooking. Song, you're cooking. Come on, you're cooking.
It's on there.
It's a Tyga song.
That shit was tough, though.
Him and Tyga.
What are we? Come on, you're cooking. You're cooking. What are we saying about girls?
Oh, Loyal.
There you go. Loyal's number 6.
All right, so we got that song. Eight. We got like 8 now.
So you have 9.
How do we get one, though?
We didn't get 10.
You need 7 and you need 10.
Yeah, we got 8 songs.
7 and 10.
Damn, man, we named a
lot. Is this also features?
No.
The last two?
Oh, Party with Usher. That song with Usher.
But you're in the same realm. No.
Damn.
One of them is a recent song. Sorry.
A recent song.
I was looking at it.
Emerald?
No.
Burgundy?
No. What?
Red?
No.
Yeah, you are.
It's not
like
a color.
No, that's no, all. Those that's are
songs.
All.
Those are actually songs.
No, I know, but it's not. It's none of the colors.
You said it's a recent song?
Yeah.
His recent album was...
not as recent as his album.
Okay.
No. Was it on Indigo?
What's Indigo?
Oh, my God. He don't know the...
I don't know the album names. I'm sorry. Because I'm not a Chris Brown fanatic. I don't even know Drake albums. Well, I do know Drake albums. I'm lying to you.
But you was ranking Drake number 1?
No, I put Kanye number 1.
All right, bet. Cool.
We here. All right. I can't.
Oh,
is
Mutt up there?
No.
It shouldn't be. Okay.
All right. Let's just
One of them is in that same pop realm of Usher, but it's not Usher. It's Chris Brown.
I think 80% is good. Let's just give us the last two.
Privacy?
No. So you want me to just tell you?
Bed?
Oh,
wet,
questions?
I don't know.
No.
Down?
No.
I want to get it so bad.
It's like,
what's it start with? Give us one that start with. It don't matter which order. If 7 or 10.
Oh, high end?
No.
Oh my god.
Just give us the first letter.
Yeah, give us the first letter. Why he Googling?
You said
that?
You?
Yeah.
No, I'm not Googling. I'm just looking at his album.
No. Totally.
I'm looking at the year 2019.
2019.
And it starts with you. Yeah, this is deeper in Chris Brown's bag. I don't know.
It's a popular song.
2019 is Indigo. So you say you.
This thing is pulling
facts. You can't tell. Is Heat up there?
No. What's the top song on Indigo?
No Guidance.
Second top song. It starts with a U.
It starts with a U. Under the Influence?
Yes. Under the Influence is number 7.
That?
I wouldn't have gotten that.
I would not have gotten that.
And number 10?
Will you Robinson?
Number 10 is a pop song.
Just tell us.
I'm going to play it.
Please. Please.
It's fun.
Please.
This man
got too much music, bro.
He does.
He has too much music.
That's the type of shit.
That's what sound like to you?
Like,
when that's the segue I hear.
The top 10 like Wiz Khalifa songs, I would be like all Kush and OJ, but it's really that song that was on Fast and Furious and shit.
Mm. Dearly beloved. Oh,
Don't Wake Me Up.
Don't Wake Me Up. Wow.
It's number 10.
I would not have gotten
definitely
it. I forgot about that album.
Yeah, they did.
It was in
number 10.
Fortune, that's the album. Forgot about that album.
Don't Wake Me Up.
So you have Don't Wake Me Up at number 10, Kiss Kiss at 9, No Guidance at 8, Under the Influence at 7, Loyal at 6, Look at Me Now at 5, Nowhere at 4, With You at 3, Forever at 2, and Run It at 1.
I'm happy.
Shout out Chris Brown.
8 out of 10 is good.
That's good.
8 out of 10 is actually great.
You guys think you could do Drake next?
Oh, yeah. I could easily do Drake.
You sure?
Easily.
All right. Go.
The top streamed?
Top stream songs, yeah. The top 10 Drake songs of all time.
Over. Headlines.
Hold on, I gotta put it in the chat.
Oh, that's not my fault. That's not features.
That's not features.
It's going like a lot of this shit's gonna come up as like, what's the Travis Scott Drake shit?
No Sicko.
Yeah, Sicko Mode.
Sicko Mode.
That's gonna come up.
No Sicko. Are you Sicko?
No Sicko.
Sicko Mode.
No, it didn't.
So no features. Like no, like
no features.
Not, okay, Elevate.
Over.
Elevate's on there.
Over is not gonna be over.
Elevate is not on there.
No, and neither is Over.
Really?
Headlines.
Headlines
is not on here.
Really? Top stream.
Oh, come on. Take Care.
Take Care, yeah.
Passion Fruit.
Take Care is number 4.
Of course, Passion? Take Care is on there. Because One Dance is on there, too.
Yeah, One Dance, Controller.
One Dance might be number 1.
One Dance is number 2.
Passion Controller. Fruit?
Passion Fruit is not on here.
No. Think about streams.
Controller.
Controller's
not going to be on there. No.
Streams.
I know One Dance is definitely up there.
Think of it as Summer Hits, too.
Summer 16?
No.
No, that's not going to be on there, bro.
Damn.
No, that's like a seaside Drake song. Bro.
Think of his viral song, too.
The shit with Tim's.
Wait for you,
whatever.
No.
Mm, okay.
That wasn't a Drake song. That was a Future song.
No.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a Future song.
What was the one that he do got Tim's on one of them, though?
Yeah, that's Fountains.
Fountains.
And on, what's that one?
That's on CLB.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to.
So you guys got One Dance at 2. You have Take Care at 4.
Oh, what's it called? Jumbotron.
No.
No, that's not.
I'm going to just start naming them.
No,
Legends.
But that's a good one.
Legends.
Because the one on there that's.
Energy.
No.
No.
Y'all not thinking big enough. Y'all thinking songs. Y'all not thinking his biggest.
Energy
was
big.
We're thinking the ones that we like.
Said Take Care.
But Energy was a big song that came out.
Not bigger than some of these other ones. Come on, think viral.
Best I ever had.
Number 8.
Yeah, that's got to be on there.
I mean, we said this in Chris Brown, but no guidance.
No.
So
the motto.
It's not gonna
that's
be like
Chris
he's
Brown.
Few,
that's Chris Brown. Yeah. Yeah.
The motto.
Oh, motto. Yeah. The motto's
no,
got to be
definitely not on there. Absolutely not.
That's like that's a club banger though.
But it's like a B side though, bro.
2018.
2018.
Find Your Love.
It's Scorpion. It's like, it's the stuff on Scorpion. Kiki, Do You Love Me? That one.
Kiki, Do You Love Me? In My Feelings.
Yeah.
Nine.
Of course, that's on there. It might be another one on
there. That's what I said. Think viral.
Yeah. In My Feelings is on there. Ratchet, Happy Birthday, maybe?
No.
No, of course not.
Weren't you just clowning that song?
It's fucking terrible. It's like, people who play that when they say, it's your fucking birthday, I'm like, oh, turn that shit off. That's why I go home.
That's crazy.
You go home?
Fuck your birthday.
Fuck your birthday?
Y'all missing a really big one at number one.
Over One Dance is crazy.
That was one of his biggest songs ever.
But not his biggest stream song.
Yeah,
think of it.
I know.
You were singing it in the club.
Isn't Scorpion?
Yeah.
Damn, that's on Scorpion?
Come on, you know it.
She said, do you love me at the lonely part? Yeah, God's Plan.
Yeah, God's Plan's number one.
Wow.
Yeah. God's Plan.
Think of the, I'm trying to tell you, give you a hint. Think viral.
God's Plan.
What went viral, not only for the song, but just stuff that was made
from it.
So we
got five already.
You have God's Plan at one.
We got two.
One Dance at two.
Yeah.
Take Care at four.
Okay.
And you have Best I Ever Had at eight.
Yeah.
And My Feelings at nine.
Okay.
No. There is nothing past 2018 on here.
Oh, bet. Thank you. No CEO, but so we don't have to reference none of that shit. So it's probably another one on Scorpion.
Would it be Nothing? Nothing Was the Same. Just Hold On. But Going
yeah,
Home.
Number 10
on there.
Fire.
Definitely on there.
Number 10
Fire.
We probably got another one on there too.
Come Through. Would it be other?
No.
Oh no. What's the last? What's it called? All Your What is the title of the song? I got things, I got everything. I am not a man, I am not. It's a lot. And then I got, what song is that called?
Oh.
Came Up, That's All Me. All Me. You know, that's
no.
All Me.
No, that's definitely not on there.
I was on there. I was saying, I was
this thing was going hard.
I was trying to.
Right. Just to say no.
I was trying.
I literally thought that was, I thought this was going to be easy. You got it. Come
nah,
on.
We getting through it quick.
We are. It's a lot of hits. It's a lot of hits.
But you sure he's not number one?
What?
Nothing.
We said God's Plan.
No, I said, are you sure he's not number one?
I said he's number two.
All right. Viral.
Would From Time be up there? No, that's not
what's
no, Hotline Marvin's Bling. Room. There you go.
Marvin's Room, definitely.
Hotline Bling. Hotline Bling is number three. Marvin's Room is number six.
Yeah, that's got it.
You're missing number seven.
Cops and a rose.
You're just missing number seven.
We're just missing how many?
Number seven.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
This one, Take Care.
Yeah.
Oh, Cool Love.
No.
Oh.
No,
I like that one.
What's the one? Not Look What You've Done. That's on there, though.
Where would you say your journey started from?
The bottom. Started from the bottom
there
of here. Started from the bottom. That's, now
that's number
crazy.
Seven.
That is not Take Care. That is Nothing Was the Same.
Whatever.
That is not.
It says 2013.
Yeah. It's about
to say. Now he's good at lyrics. He's not good at
albums. I mean, we cleared the board very quickly.
That was quicker than Chris Brown.
Yeah, but I had to give you guys hints.
True. But, well, we got it.
We know the names of the, like, you see the difference? Like, we know the names of the songs versus, like, we had to sing the shits for Chris Brown. You get what I'm saying?
But I'm saying, you're singing, you're not singing, man.
What?
We know it. We know it.
What did he say?
But hey, that's all I have for the games.
Nice.
So,
Drake's 1B for me.
I mean, it's not bad. You guys did good. I think that was fun.
Well, I have one more game.
Go for it.
One more game. It's another blind ranking, but there's going to be songs.
Okay.
Karaoke songs. Okay. I want you to rank them from 1 to 5.
Are you going
to
play them?
I am going to play the songs.
Oh, nice. I get to rank with you guys.
Yeah.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Freak the Freak Out. From Fat. Victorious.
What I'm gonna do now is freak
the Freak. I did not say.
Are you listening? Hear me talk. Hear me sing. Open up the door. Is it less? Is it more? When you tell me you'll be there. Are you here? Are you there?
Uh-huh.
You funny boy.
Talk to him.
I'm saying, play that shit. I'll go crazy.
So wrong with you.
You put that in front of me. I'll tear it up live. I don't care.
I shouldn't even have asked.
Huh?
I shouldn't have asked.
What you think I was gonna say?
I don't know, but not that. But
it's a karaoke song.
I feel like you know me though.
Let's number one. Tell me where you rank it.
Ooh, this is a good one. Queen.
Five.
But if I'm singing it, well. if you had a spot or like a stadium,
five.
If it's group karaoke, that might be a four.
If I'm doing karaoke, I'm not picking the same five.
I'm gonna go with four. Because if it's like a bunch of people,
you said four, Jason.
I like this song, so I'm gonna have to go four.
It is a good song.
Four then, whatever.
I do like the song.
I don't know how Adams feels.
Okay. All right, so that's number four. This is the next one.
Oh,
Shake It Off?
Three.
Yes, it is.
This Taylor Swift?
Nah, I'll say five.
Five. I'm not saying this.
Say five.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
Everybody.
So number five?
Because, like, it's a banger, but, like,
I don't want to sing this. Five.
Again, I'm thinking group. I'm going to go three.
Are you doing choreography with it?
No, what the fuck?
Oh, okay.
What choreography are you doing to this shit? Absolutely not.
Oh my god. He said absolutely not.
I'm good.
Four, five, five?
Alright, we're doing five. The consensus is five.
I don't like Taylor Swift. So we got four and five.
Five.
Okay.
Because we already got Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, two.
Damn.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
easy. Two. Yeah. That's easy too.
You gotta hit the high note.
Yeah, you got all that. Two. And people know the song. Yeah,
they play this song everywhere, not just karaoke.
Even if you mess it up,
this is almost, you know, this could almost be one. Because you can sing this as a group too.
I mean,
if you mess up and you're like, yo, let me just put the microphone to the crowd, they're gonna sing it.
They're gonna do it for you.
I would say one.
I think if I'm gonna be honest, like, not me singing it, like, this would probably be like two. I would definitely sing it, but I think in a universal karaoke world, this is number one. Born and raised in South Detroit. No, that's one.
That's number one?
One.
So we got four, five, and one. So this is the next one.
Oh my god. I'm so tired of hearing this.
Yo,
every wedding plays
this. I hate this song so much.
It is good though. But
it's a great song.
Put it three.
It's a great song.
This is a good, this is get the party rocking. Depending on where you are. If where you at?
Depending, like, where
depending
you are.
Every time.
No, nah, no, if you're no. in every if you time. Are in Hoboken, Morristown, Westfield, Clark,
that's where it's going to be played. So every time.
Yeah, but what if I'm doing karaoke in Newark?
So why would you choose it?
Exactly. You can't play it everywhere.
Exactly.
So, but what I'm saying is, where it gets played,
that's why I put it at
three. Always going to be a banger.
That's three. Why I put it at three.
I gotta say three.
I'm at three. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
I'm here with it.
where are you playing? You're not playing at the cookout. I'm gonna kick you out.
Why not? Oh, okay. I was gonna say, why not? I'll kick you out.
You feel me? Like,
I'm about to say, invite me to a cookout, dog. About to fuck everything.
If I can't electric slide to it,
let's play
get
this.
Up out of there.
You can.
No, the fuck you cannot.
You can flex dance to that.
Hey, no, man, all I'm gonna say is, by the end of the summer, I gotta hear flex.
Yeah.
Every party.
We'll load that.
Every party. You gotta load flex one time.
So y'all got right foot, left foot, then turn. Yeah.
Right foot, left foot, then turn. Now flip. Anyway, all right. So we got. Oh, okay.
Bang it up.
Shout out to the random old black guy that was recording us doing that shit at the beach.
It's crazy.
We don't know what's gonna happen to that.
I don't know what you're doing with that.
Maybe that's the one that make y'all go viral.
That's on Facebook somewhere.
Somewhere. We gonna fight it one day.
Is that?
That's us.
You're the Facebook pit, Blacks of Myrtle Beach.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, that's the title, Blacks of Myrtle Beach.
Facebook is lawless, bro.
You get an invite from that group. Now we know why.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So we got number two left.
Yep.
Which is.
Oh my god.
That's fair.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'll give me a Disney. You know. I'll do it. Because I said I'm a freak the freak out kind of guy. So I was sing Frozen. Yeah. Let it go.
It
slapped
though.
You hit him with that Honda. Let it go. Let it go.
At a karaoke.
I'm saying
it can't be at a bar.
Yo, Ferg flipped this too. Ferg flipped this. It was a fire song.
Hey, he put me on the ASAP too.
Point him out. Where he at? Chrome Knob with the Mac.
ASAP Mob was the. Yo, they was them.
This is his song.
You interrupted my moment, Sean.
My fault.
Are you listening? Hear me talk, hear me sing.
What else?
Open up the door. Is it less? Is it more?
Uh-huh.
Tell me to be
where you are.
I'll be here. I'll be there. Something else to go. Easy come, easy go.
Uh-huh.
Not in your head. Don't hear a word I say.
What you say?
I can't communicate. When we wait, no one late. I tried to talk to you, but you never even knew.
Go ahead.
So what's it gonna be? Tell me, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I'm so sick of it. Your touchy steps. Never listen.
Listen, hold up, pause it. You want to know why this song? Listen, watch the episode. She come out looking like this really just
ugly person.
She takes off the hair
she
and makeup,
nose,
and it just starts
the
like
hair.
Yeah, she just jams.
She
and then
start
she
going
jumps,
crazy.
Start going crazy. The whole episode is like a karaoke episode, and they get kicked out of the club. But she goes crazy on this song.
You and then she stay on the table. She start dancing.
Wow.
Malcolm definitely loved High School Musical growing up. 1,000%.
You can't talk to high school, you know, Will about High School.
So why are you talking?
That's your shit?
Yeah, I don't like High School Musical.
I say he like High School Musical.
No, I know, but I'm just telling
and
you.
What's
I don't
and
like,
what's wrong
I don't
with
like
it?
Either.
Oh, I'm glad.
I'm with you. Fuck you. Okay.
I appreciate you.
Y'all some weird ass niggas. High School Musical. High School Musical is a bop. All three of them.
Yeah. All three is crazy. He was leaning.
I can't
see
all three, but
leaned in, bro.
I was leaning with it, and I'm a rock
Blue,
with it.
He a Corbin Blue fan.
Now we taking it too far. I ain't watch Jump In. I ain't like Jump In. I'm a lean with it and rock with it. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But hey, that's been another episode of Talk to Me Nice.
Oh, wait. 1 second.
What?
Quick surprise for you guys. We actually have hit 1,000 subscribers.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
When did we hit 1K subscribers? Hold on, let me look.
1.03.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to everybody, yo.
I just want
to
thank the Academy. I couldn't have done it without you guys. I want to thank God, most importantly, because without them, there would be no message. I want to thank Jason, because without them, there would be no session. And I want to thank Will, because without them, there would be no lesson. You know, because like I thank all of my fans, because you are a blessing. This for BET reference, because I got my speech ready.
Oh my God.
Shout out 1K.
Yo,
yes, sir.
Wasn't we just talking about like scaling?
That's right.
We ready for that. Talk to Me Nice, the Raritan Gallery collaboration.
I'll make y'all some merch.
Oh, say less.
Nah,
we got you on footage shading now. So.
I mean,
because
he said that's mine.
Because you know, I make my own merch right.
I love that. I give you the vector and then you print it.
Fire.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh my God.
I got you.
One step at a time, man.
Assistant. I need napkins. Because we're at 1K now.
We got assistant.
Because she works it.
That's when you start monetizing, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, bro. That's been another episode of Talk to Me Nice. You already know the vibes. Sean, thank you so much for coming in.
Great guest.
Real quick, anything that we should be on the lookout for coming soon? Plug anything you want. Give your outro.
Well, first and foremost, thank y'all for having me. I really appreciate it. I actually had a really good time.
Absolutely.
Even though you had some
wild
some
beats.
Wild, yeah.
Come back on another episode. It's gonna be worse. Because now you know how it goes. It's worse the second time.
Copy.
these guys put Gilmore Girls as one of their top shows. So
a slap, bro.
It did not slap.
It
slapped something.
Oh my God.
In terms of plugging, if y'all ever want like a jersey or anything, you could go to our shop, shop.theraritangallery.com for merchandise. Outside of that, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. Just be on the lookout for some of the creative projects that I mentioned off camera here that I can't technically talk about fully. I mean, we could mention it, but I can't talk about it.
No.
Confidential.
We know it.
But you will be... Be on the lookout for some like really, really cool projects I'm working on with some, you know, professional league organizations. So
fire.
Am I tripping or there was a moment when I was in New York and I saw your face on one of the billboards?
No, I was there. Yeah.
No. Fire. See, I was like fire. I was in Times Square, I was like,
I know that
nigga. Him, right? I know him.
You started talking to random people.
Hey, I know him.
him.
Everybody thought he was probably crazy. Yo,
people thought I was crazy. He was like, you don't know him. Shut up. Call the police. I got arrested. It was a whole shebang. Anyways, yeah, Sean, thanks for being on another episode of Talk To Me Nice. You already know the vibes. It's Mally K, your boy. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MALII_KAY. You already know the vibes. Ain't nothing changed but the date, baby.
And it's your boy, Will with the visuals on all social media platforms at IAmWill_visuals. One more time. IAmWill_visuals.
What you can't see.
And it's your boy, Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms.
What we about
Jason
to do?
Jordan Music. Check me out.
Come on.
And it's again, your boy, Adams, ADMS, Desir on Instagram. This has been Sean _Supreme, right?
Did yes, I get sir.
It right? Nice.
AW, not EA.
Yeah, AW. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get it right.
You feel me?
Feel me? Hey, yeah. Talk to me nice.
Shout out to that 1,000.
Yeah, shout out to 1,000. Shout out, y'all. Keep us going. 2K is the next
goal.
What's the word?
Pop bottles.
Hey, it's been another episode, and we're out.
We out.